We are delighted to introduce to you a lady by the name of Julia Slutz. She's the vocalist for a band called The Breaks. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Good morning, Stone. Thanks for having me.
We are delighted to have you. Got to ask you right out of the box, what kind of music do you play, country or Western?
We'll play anything you want us to, baby. No. We mostly do a lot of classic rock, a lot of Eric Clapton, a lot of the Eagles, and then we kind of incorporate some contemporary tunes from Lady Antebellum, some Sheryl Crow, Melissa Etheridge. We like to have a great time, so if it's got a catchy beat, there are great musicians behind there, and we knock it out.
Well, you know, I got the promo card not too long ago, and it says 8-piece ensemble. And while a lot of my friends in school were playing music and studying math, I was out with a stick in the can. So I don't even know what ensemble means. Is band the right name for this group? Tell me a little bit about the group and how it all comes together.
Well, first I get to cop up to our big incorrect thing. We are now no longer 8 pieces.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I'm glad we uncovered this. Wow. We get to the heart of the matter here on the High Velocity Radio.
Yes, sir. I am very territorial, you know, and I just can't have any other women in the group. No, I'm just kidding. We are actually down to 6, only because we had just some creative differences. So we have myself as the female lead singer, and then we have Frank as our male lead singer. An ensemble is just a group of people. And, you know, but we definitely go by band rather than ensemble.
By band.
Oh, yeah. We hang with the band.
All right. Well, then that's what I will refer to you from here on out.
Yeah, we're the band.
So what kind of venues do you play? What kind of folks are asking for your services?
That's a great question, Stone. You've done this before, haven't you? We actually love to play larger venues. We played at a great historical theater out in Dallas, Georgia, and that was a tremendous amount of fun. And we have an upcoming show. We are opening for the Silver Bullet Band, and that is at the Strand in Marietta. And Elvis is doing a special appearance there as well.
Uh-huh.
And so we have a lot of fun, but we also love getting into weddings and sharing a part of the joy that is that special day for a couple. I have started a long time ago. I started singing for the actual wedding ceremony when it was just me as a single vocalist.
Right.
And then now we are able to offer music for the ceremony and the reception. So you kind of get a twofer there.
Nice.
Where you can have like the solemn a cappella kind of Ave Maria voice and then get ready to party at the reception. We also love doing a corporate gig as well. Holiday parties, way fun.
Oh, well, I bet you do stay busy when it comes to holiday time. Now, we have, I happen to know someone here close and dear to our heart, just got a bar mitzvah, something mitzvah coming up.
Yes, it's a mitzvah.
You know, do you need a song for that?
Do you need
a band? We can do a band thing for that. Actually, I know someone that even said that he wanted to have a The Witch Is Gone party to celebrate his divorce. So that may be like a whole new genre for us. Every breakup song that has ever been known, we'll be singing.
That's a niche. You know, we always talk about targeting specific niches here. And the Witch Is Gone package. I like that.
There you go. The Witch Is Gone package.
And you can do ringtones for people.
My favorite mistake right there.
Now, this is a first for us on the High Velocity Radio Show. But, Lee, with all the shows that you've had some other performers on before,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, we've had performers here before. And it's interesting. How did you guys decide, like, hey, I'm going to do this for a living and this isn't going to be a hobby anymore?
Well, I will say that most of the guys in the band, all of the guys in the band, they have so-called real jobs.
Right.
This is our passion, Lee.
Right.
I think it's really unique and amazing when you can find what your passion is. I know a lot of us will say our passions are our families. But if, God forbid, your family all got hit by the number 13 bus, where would you be? What would you go to for solace? And I think for all of us, we would go toward music.
Right.
And so even though we have, quote unquote, real jobs in the real world, I think I asked, because I'm the only girl, I asked the guys, did you get into this because you wanted to get chicks?
Right.
Back in the day. They've been at this a long time.
And I'm sure the answer is yes.
Well, you know, not many of them would actually cop to that. I got to tell you.
If Stone asked them, we would get the real answer.
If I had 1 ounce of musical talent, I would have been in a band, I guarantee.
Well, I did ask one, and God bless him, Frank Van Clift. I hope you're listening. He is our other lead singer. But I remember asking him, and we were at the show in Dallas, and I thought for sure he got into it for the chicks. I thought for sure he's a hands down. And he is from Louisiana, and I can't do the Louisiana drawl, but he said, I'm an engineer. I had to do something that wasn't about numbers, and that's why I got into music. And I thought, that is the most ridiculous answer I've ever heard in my entire life, but that's what he's sticking with.
That's what Gene Simmons from Kiss said, the same thing.
Absolutely. That's exciting. And he really had a passion for makeup, too.
That's it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that show? That guy, really, he's bright. Doesn't he have like a doctorate? And
he's
got a lot
guy.
Going for him.
He
you
is
never
smart.
Know.
He is smart, and you wouldn't ever think it, but he's got he's an entrepreneurial head on his shoulders.
And nowadays, you have to be as a person in a band. Mm-hmm. You got to be part entrepreneur and not only a musician.
And I think that's our challenge, because we are creative people. But putting together entrepreneurial aspects, you know, and then to have an ensemble of six pieces, you're going to have six different opinions
right.
on everything.
So how do you manage that?
Very carefully.
Like, who gets final say? You got six is an even number, so if you vote.
The hot chick gets the final say. Or
you know, Stone, do you want to be a backup singer in the band? You could be the tiebreaker.
Then there'd be seven, so you don't want that. You got to have evens.
Oh, I think for the majority, we do come to a consensus, but I think there is a challenge of creative differences where you want to play music and perform music that you enjoy listening to. Now, that being said, you also have the contrary opinion of, what if you have an audience that wants you to do, I'll give you an example, Ice Ice Baby. And it's really not in our genre. And quite frankly, I don't know if I really want to see these guys do Ice Ice Baby. So it is a challenge. How do you put out what your audience wants to hear
right.
without having such a conflict within the band? Nobody wants to be miserable
right.
playing the music. So I think we really have tried and continue to attempt to have a good mix and a medium where we can play the stuff like the Allman Brothers that we love to play. But we're branching out there with some hot stuff by Donna Summer as well.
So talk a little bit about the business side of this thing. You know, speaking of the witch, we talked about the witch's gone package. I mean, do you sit down with a bride and talk through with a bride?
I do.
What you're going to do?
I do. And again, I think because I'm the woman, I remember what it was like getting married.
Right.
And it was very overwhelming. And I just met with a bride last week, and I had sent her an email that I had gotten a lead from AtlantaBridal.com. I'll give them a little plug. They're a great, great thing. But I sat down with her, and I had sent an email that said, you know, this is one of the most stressful times of your entire life, and we just want to make it easier for you. So you don't have to worry about this aspect. And when I met with her, she was like, yes, yes, it is so stressful, and I need to get rid of it. So, yeah. As a woman, I know what a bride wants.
You're the cooler. You keep everything nice and level and on an even keel.
Because, you know, they want to have fun. They don't want to stress out about it. A guy just wants to show up on his wedding. And he wants everything taken care of. But the bride really wants certain things, you know. And again, this particular bride and groom wanted a Travis Tritt song that we don't know it. But of course, we'll learn it. That's your special song. It's your special day. We've got you covered.
Right. That's good to have that dialogue. I mean, that makes it there because it's their day. It's not your day.
I would never, ever sing for a wedding ceremony or for a reception without meeting with the bride and hopefully the bride and the groom.
So they can give you a playlist, like, I want these 100 songs, or they give you
kind of
genres?
I will give them our song list, and then they add to it the things that they particularly want. I will also give them like an agenda of events, because we'll also act as MCs to keep the reception moving as well. Like when it's time to throw the bouquet, when it, you know, the father-daughter dance, if they want to have that. If they want,
oh, so you're
people.
Really managing all that as well. Or
oh,
you
yes.
can.
Oh,
she's
yes.
like a party planner.
Oh,
right?
yes.
It's time
I
for
do
dessert.
It all. And then I'll dance. We do it all.
So you get the crowd dancing and things like that? Because you know how some crowds, you know, you got to kind of pull them out there.
I have actually been known to go out into the crowd and pull people up to dance. So, yeah. Yeah. You're not going to, you will not leave one of our shows without having fun. at some point, we're going to play something that gets more than your toe tapping. So
it's a guarantee for your money back.
That's my personal guarantee. If I have to drag you up kicking and screaming, you're going to pretend like you know how to dance.
Now, maybe this probably doesn't happen so much in the wedding environment, mm-hmm. but in the smoke-filled bar room, mm-hmm. do you have some weird people that follow you around as you're packing up or you're unpacking?
Other than Stone.
Was that you?
It might have been Stone. The guy in the red hat.
Well, you know, the guys, I've only been with the Breaks since late last year. I believe it was December. And let this be a lesson to everyone. Not everything on Craigslist is a Nigerian scam that wants your bank account number.
That's where you met them?
I did. Can you believe it?
Cool. Yeah. And Shout out to Craig. Go Craig, I tell ya.
I really don't know what possessed me that day to even look on Craigslist because I wouldn't
You're
look on there for anything.
You're a regular Craigslist troller, I guess.
I should be because cool it's really that? Worked out well. I got my kids loft bunk beds there.
And a babysitter, right?
No. We have Stone's daughter as our babysitter, and she's wonderful. And I'm not giving out her name or phone number because she's ours. Nobody gets her but us. I saw this ad that there was a band that was close to where I lived, and they needed a backup singer. And I thought, well, geez, that kind of sounds interesting. And I answered the ad, and the band auditioned me. And I remember being very nervous because I thought, what if this is like some sort of stalker thing, and I'm going to go, and they're going to like tie me up and throw me in the back of a trunk, and I'd wake up in Idaho somewhere. And
in a bathtub full of ice.
Yes, exactly. Cockroaches everywhere. And the guys were great. They were great. It was an enjoyable time. And I remember getting ready to leave. And Whit, who was sort of like our business leader, and I think he's really the leader, the unspoken leader of our group, handed me the music. And I said, you mean I get to come back? And he said, you better come back. So that was it. But we... I had learned that the band has been together for a very long time, and they were all men. And I believe they finally came to the conclusion that to be extraordinarily successful, they needed a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get in so much trouble at rehearsal tomorrow. I think that adding a female part and adding some filler harmonies in there and just having a whole new genre of music, I mean, they're not going to be able to sing hot stuff. You don't want this group of men
yeah,
to sing
I don't want
hot
this guy
stuff.
Here that I'm looking
yeah,
at on the
yeah,
postcard.
Yeah, you really don't want him stuff. Singing hot stuff,
well, it depends
baby.
Which bands you know, places you play.
Well, they oh, yeah.
in a town this big, maybe right. he could play in some places.
Oh my! They used to play at bars and things, and I think that they collectively decided before I came along that that really wasn't the scene that they wanted.
Oh,
they
really?
Came back smelling of smoke. I think they probably all got hit on one too many times because you know there's no accounting for taste. And I think that they collectively decided they wanted to do larger venues and private weddings, corporate gigs, and such like that. We do enjoy doing like acoustic things in the coffee shops and those
oh,
types
yeah.
of places, and that keeps, you know, us sharp. But the main focus for the Breaks are those corporate gigs and the weddings and just really enjoying playing and our music and our passion.
So how do you handle, back to the business side of this thing, how do you handle the money conversation? Do you try to figure out what the market's going to bear, or do you have a rigid published fee schedule? I get the sense that it's probably not unlike selling consulting services
right.
and people are all over the map. How do you handle
it's
that?
It's exactly that way. It's all over the map. I will say that we have had instances where there have been band members tremendously disappointed in the amount of money that they received. And we also have instance that I think that we're all happy, but we kind of made the mistake of not talking about it in the beginning. And that's why there were some frustrations.
Yeah, that's a good lesson there.
Number one cause of divorce in this country is the sum of money, right?
Right.
There you go. And now
I
think
hanging out with bands.
We kind of have, yes.
Second only to that. Yeah.
Being the band groupie will get right. you in trouble every time, let me tell you. I think that now we sort of know collectively this is how much, this is our drop dead. We're not gonna perform for anything less than this.
Right.
But that being said, those packages are very flexible. I have a lot of potential clients who've said, well, what do you charge an hour? Well, you know, that really depends on the venue. For instance, if we have to drag every single piece of PA equipment we own, well, then our price will go up.
Sure.
If we don't have to, and you've got a venue like the Strand in Marietta, where we'll be playing on August the 19th.
nicely done. I was going to ask
like
her,
that?
I see weaves the plug in. Very nice.
Now watch, I'll have the date wrong, and then we'll all be in big trouble. But, you know, they do have the equipment that we need, and so it's a kind of a give and take thing. And then speaking of the bride that I met with last week, they don't have a lot of money. They're paying for all of this wedding by themselves. They don't have the Kennedys supporting their wedding. And so I think that we all have been there and young and just starting out. And so, yeah, we're very flexible.
Right. So they'll be mowing your lawn for a few months, right?
And cleaning my toilets.
There you go.
That's I have a very firm rule. You have to clean the bathrooms and I'll sing for you.
So, do you ever get any hecklers, people giving you a hard time? Again, hopefully not at the wedding, although drunk Cousin Andy, you know, might
he
be
he wants
doing
to get on stage with you because it's his favorite song.
Right? Only our dance. Spouses. Our spouses are the only ones that heckle us. They throw rotten fruit. We have had, I think, since I've been with the band, we have had phenomenally fabulous audiences. And we like to interact with our audience. We like people to come up and want to sing. We like people who want to come up and dance and be a part. And we will embrace you and let you be a part of the performance. And so we're very flexible. I think being creative, we're allowed to be flexible. And I think that we need to be in this business. I think if you are adhering to a very strict agenda and a very strict script, you lose the spontaneity that makes your performance come alive. And I mean, we have like a thing in the band, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's sort of like we never do the same song the exact same way twice.
Is that right?
I can't think that we ever have. Now, that doesn't mean it's because it's mistake-free or anything. It's just sometimes I'll feel like really belting it out in a higher, you know, a higher octave or whatever. But it just, when you feel the music, you feel the music.
You were talking about spouses earlier, and mm-hmm. I have to wonder, because it occurs to me, you know, you're probably spending a lot of Saturday and Sunday afternoons, maybe some evenings away. I know that you're raising two wonderful boys and you have a loving husband, but that's got to be a little bit taxing, or at least take some getting used to. I mean, is Paul feel like Doolittle Lynn sometimes, or how do you manage that without compromising anything that's, you know, of course, anything you don't want to share with us on air? But I would really be interested in
did
that dynamic.
Did you plant bugs in my house, Stone?
He's actually on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand by, Paul.
Has Paul called in? Paul is our mystery caller calling in. I have an incredibly supportive husband. I think in the beginning, it was difficult. I will say not that many years ago, but a few years ago, it was actually more difficult on my children than on my husband. If I left for rehearsal, they literally wrapped themselves around my legs and begged me not to go.
And now just your husband does that?
He kind of wraps himself around my legs and my torso and puts all of his weight into it and hides the car keys. But other than that, he's extremely supportive.
How often do you practice?
We practice every week, and we may be going
once a week,
but we may be going into 2 weeks because we have a very big schedule ahead of us. And you know, but that can also be a huge challenge because, again, this isn't our so-called real job. Everybody has a professional real life outside of the band. However, that being said, I think that the band provides each of us an escape from those pressures. And again, fulfills that need to have a passion in your life.
Now, when you're practicing, is it like with kids in a high school band, they go to someone's house in their basement and and play away?
We are the best garage band you will ever listen to. Is that where you go to practice?
Is that what happens?
We do practice in a basement. And let me tell you,
it's all soundproof.
We have, and I think it is, but I don't, you know, I never hear Witt's wife complain that we're too loud, so it may be slightly soundproof, right. But you know, we're also just that excellent that, you know, she just loves to listen to it.
Yeah, sure.
But it's kind of funny because people will come and listen to us at rehearsal, and it's sort of like a free show. And they bring their lawn chairs. And I had a girls' night out, and then I realized, oh my gosh, I have rehearsal that night. So all of my girlfriends came to my rehearsal, and they toted in their little lawn chairs and their coolers and their mimosas and their snacks, and they were cheering as though, you know, it was the Eagles concert. And it was hilarious, and they're, you know, toasting, and here we are. Yes, we're in the basement.
Nice.
But I think you could sell the rehearsal package.
You know, there you go.
That is.
I do encourage our clients to come to rehearsal or come and see us live. Right. Because I think that's important that you see it.
We were talking about marketing earlier. I think that is an opportunity for bands to market, especially with social media, is to engage your fan base by inviting them to rehearsals and things like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a great time. And then I think that people can see the interaction between the members of the Breaks and how we interact with each other. We have a great time. There's not a practice that goes by that isn't cracking horrendously inappropriate jokes that are hilarious. And, you know, and it's just so much fun that there are days where I'm exhausted and I don't want to go anywhere but to bed, and I have rehearsal. But yet then I get there and I'm so happy I got there.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, when you have to drag yourself to the gym and you really hate having to go. And then, but when you do, you feel so much better, and you feel like, ah, I've accomplished something. I've like done my excellent deed for the next month because I went to the gym.
So I wonder, do you think it's easier now in terms of marketing and getting the word out and getting the product out because you have social media tools and it's easier for people to create their own MP3s and, you know, you have a microphone and a computer. Is it easier because you can do that instead of having to go down to the studio and have the big guy with a cigar make the big tape? Or is it more difficult because everybody can do that?
That's a really good question. You've done this before, haven't you? I think it is easier because we have, again, we're more creative people, so we're not all that technologically advanced, and we're getting there little by little. I think it is easier to get the word out because you can attach those MP3 files to an email.
Right.
So you can send demo music right through the email. Now, I would prefer to actually give somebody a demo CD in person to have that face-to-face interaction because I think that is priceless. But if you're really in a pinch, or if you've got, you know, your clients aren't traveling and they're in Boston, but they need to figure out if they're going to hire you for their holiday party, then you can shoot them that email of those tunes. And I think it makes it easier now. We'll see.
So if someone's interested in, or at least exploring the idea of hiring a band like yours for a corporate gig, you know, last year they did something totally different. They had a comic or a magician or something. This year thinking, you know, let's shake things up. What kind of questions should they be asking? What kind of things should they be looking for in an outfit to do a corporate performance, you think?
I would, if having come from the corporate world in my previous life, I would want to know, A, the kind of music that they play, would it appeal to the people on my staff? For instance, if I had people on my staff that 90% of them were into polka, I'd probably want to hire a polka band and or even an age bracket. If 90% of my staff were young in that 20 to 30 age bracket, they may be into songs that aren't in, you know, a particular band's genre. They may be very much into hip hop, and maybe a DJ would be a better way for them to go because it's difficult to perform hip hop the way hip hop artists do. Then you'll have some that, you know, I would definitely look for the types of songs that they do. I would look for the types of equipment they have. So if you wanted to have it in a home or at a hotel or outside, you know.
So the facility, that's a big part of it too.
The facility would be a very big part of how do you hire a band. I would also look for the band's ability to engage people and work with you. If you have people that need to be recognized, and but are perhaps shy and they don't want to speak a lot, then you need somebody like yourself that you can engage someone so they don't feel put on the spot. You know, do you ever like, like if you go to church and you're a new visitor at church and you have to stand up and everybody claps and then you have to go down to the front. I remember.
And you walk the gauntlet at the end, right?
You know, there are a lot of people that won't do it. They're right. terrified. They are terrified. And so you really want to feel comfortable with whomever is leading this band effort that they're going to make your audience feel comfortable. They're going to engage them in a compassionate way, but a lively way.
Well, you bring up an interesting question. I come from the white paper, you know, world, but wouldn't it be cool to have a little do and don't list or something that, that helps you get at questions like, what should I do, band or DJ?
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, mm-hmm.
So, and you mentioned one, hip-hop is kind of tough to pull off live, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It is, but this is what I have come up with as a compromise. We have to take, just as performers, to wipe the sweat off and kind of re-energize the vocals, get some water in you, we'll take a 15-minute break in the hour. And I will load up on our musical system every hip-hop song this crowd wants. So they still get what they want.
Oh, that's
and they
cool.
can accompany it with the,
right.
with the live music.
So they get a taste of it.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. You know, there's some things that, you know, I'm not going to be singing Sir Mix-a-Lot and I Like Big Butts. I'm not, you know, not that I couldn't, but I don't think you'd really want to hear that.
That would go over well at the bar mitzvah, though, right?
Yeah. That is a popular song, man.
It is.
Well, speaking of songs, I wonder if we could con you in to singing, humming a few bars or singing a few notes of something. I don't know that the equipment's set up for that. I realize we're a talk show, but is that worth giving a shot?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're game, right?
Well, considering
a little pressure.
Oh, the pressure. Well, my passion is obviously music, but my other passion is my alumna, and that is the Ohio State University. And so in honor of our major football season starting on September the 2nd against Marshall, it's a Thursday night game. I'll be there. How about a little bit of, oh, come, let's sing Ohio's praise and songs to alma mater raise. How's that? Go back.
That is gorgeous.
So if at weddings you do fight songs?
I did at my own wedding. Let me just tell you. Can you believe it? Yes, we actually had that at my wedding.
The only thing wrong with that was it was too short. That was that was beautiful. Well,
now
listen.
Now here you go again. Mm-hmm. You say you want your freedom. Yeah, we do a lot of breakup songs. Dadgummit. All those songs that, you know, and I got to tell you that when I sing some of these songs, I think about all the men who have broken my heart into tiny little nasty pieces.
And you're able to draw all that energy and it can bring it to the...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I am really feeling the Witch Is Gone package. I'm saying
yeah.
that
oh,
we,
yeah.
can, we so. Can bottle that and sell yeah. the heck out of it.
The Witch Is Gone, and there are some great songs for The Witch Is Gone, let me tell you.
Well, a couple of things before we let you go. One is I want to make sure that we have all the names of your mm-hmm. band members, the ones that are remaining that you haven't cut from the team.
It's still early in the week. When's the next rehearsal?
It could be me could that's
be a,
cut by the end of the day.
A five-piece by the next rehearsal.
It might be a five-piece tomorrow,
I'm thinking it'll be five-piece within the hour at this point. Well, we sort of have like an unspoken rule that we normally just give first names because we try to avoid these stalkers.
I get it.
And
Lee and I have the same problem.
Yeah. And
that's
like
Lee Cantor. He lives in Sandy
yeah,
Springs,
yeah,
Georgia.
Yeah.
That's my address.
And again, Stone, if I catch you again, I'm calling the cops. I'm just saying. Yeah, because that really can happen.
I get
and,
it.
And there definitely have been some issues in my past where that has been an issue. So
that you were stalking someone?
I only stalked two people in my life, thank you.
And she landed one of them. She got two kids.
Wow.
But we have Wit, who plays our electric guitar, and he is a phenomenal musician and a great businessman and really keeps us on track. Mr. Lane plays our bass, and he is just... You just want to hug him. He is a great, great guy. Very quiet in comparison to some of us, but yet always knows what he's doing. And then you have Larry, who plays our drums. And Larry gets our professionalism award almost every single time we do anything because he doesn't make mistakes. And if he makes one mistake, it's like to the point where we're all just shocked because it very rarely happens. And I would say he's probably the sweetest human being, probably within at least a 58-mile radius of where we practice. Frank is our other lead vocalist and plays the acoustic guitar and the harps. He can wail the bejeebers right on out of a harmonica. And absolutely an extremely talented musician. And then from across the pond, we have Neil, who came to us from Great Britain, and he plays our keyboards. And the creativity he puts into that, he can make them do any sound you have ever heard of. And I've always wanted to learn how to play keyboards, and so I just stare, and I'm overwhelmed. And he does some vocals for us as well.
Well, I can tell you really do enjoy hanging out with these folks and making music,
guys.
Don't you?
I love them.
And I'm not saying I wouldn't hug the one guy, but you had me at harmonica. I love the harmonica. So how can folks get in touch with you if they want to book you for a corporate event, for a wedding, a bar mitzvah, or the infamous now, the Witch's
Gone
Witch party?
Gone.
How do they get in touch with you?
They can contact me directly at juliaslutz at bellsouth.net. Or they can contact me via Facebook. I have a page up there, and juliaslutz.com.
All right. So we don't have a band website up yet. Is that in the cards, though?
It is. We're actually in the process of changing juliaslutz.com to thebreaks.com.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to be a solo artist, and my big transition was moving from being the only one to one of six. And that's been quite the transition.
I still think Julia Slutz, her font ought to be just a little larger than everyone else's. I mean, it was her site to start with, right?
Absolutely. I think that goes without saying.
If I could just figure out how to work all of that stuff on the side, I would be such a happier camper.
Well, before we let you go, Julia, we have a little tradition here on the High Velocity Radio Show where we like to ask each guest if they would to share a mistake that they've made at some point in their career. And really, more importantly, what they feel like they learned from it. Could we get you to do that for us?
You know, I told you before, Stone, I don't know if I can actually come up with only one. But here's the one I think that is closest to my heart. I did not ever think that I would ever do what I'm now able to do. I never thought that I would find my passion, and let alone actually make money from my passion. I didn't believe I was good enough. I didn't believe I was creative enough. I didn't believe anything. And I think that I had kind of been groomed from childhood that if you thought you were good, then that was just arrogant.
Mm.
And it's a difficult dilemma in that, you know, if you really believe in yourself, are you being braggadocious? Are you being arrogant? And I am not a young chickadee. I'm not young enough to try out for American Idol. Those days are way, way behind me. However, I went and I took the chance. And now I actually get to live my dream. All those years of being in high school and singing in front of your mirror with your hairbrush and singing to the Andy Gibbs songs and the Bee Gees and Donny Osmond and just thinking to yourself, this would be my ideal. I never thought I could actually be on stage and perform, and I never really believed in myself. And I think my greatest lesson is get off the stick and take the chance and believe. If you've got your dream and you find your passion, then do not let anyone or anything hold you back from it.
Well, you know, I don't think that rhymed, but I got to believe there's an original title coming from the breaks.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
In our near future. Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show. Looking forward to coming and watching you perform in some of these venues.
August
and I hope
19th at the Strand Theater in Marietta.
Get your tickets.
In the Strand, a beautiful place nowadays, too. Man,
yeah,
they've redone
beautiful.
The Strand.
Yeah.
So that August the 19th at the Strand, that's open to the public or
the tickets are I believe $28.50, and if you would like tickets, you can just contact me at juliaslutz@bellsouth.net.
Way cool. All right, we'll look forward to that. It has been a blast having you on the show. I hope you'll come back, bring the guys with you. You
know, I would love that.
Whoever's still on the team by then, you know, you
may
have to
not
winnow
be
it down.
Me.
It'll be a good trio in a few months, right?
Yeah, or less. It could be a nice little duet.
Well, until next time, this is Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor, Julia Slutz, Max Cantor, the famous host of Kid Power, and everyone here at the Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.